open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome to another edition of Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus here in studio. A cold winter upon us, and thinking about Florida. And I was in Florida just last month on Florida's Space Coast, where I stayed at the Inn at Cocoa Beach. Larry York is the innkeeper, general manager down there at the Inn at Cocoa Beach. He joins us now from sunny Florida. Welcome to the show, Larry.
Thank you, Stephen. Good afternoon.
Well, people are starting to think about getting away, and the Space Coast, especially on a day when it's cold and blustery and snowy and ice in the northeast, hey, couldn't think of a better place to go than Florida Space Coast.
Well, I think this is the place to be right now. It's 83 degrees and sunny, and I just left the golf course, so I couldn't agree more.
The weather. Now, what I liked about the Inn at Cocoa Beach is it's a smaller property, family-owned and operated. You have that sort of personal feel to it, personal touch in everything that you do there.
We do. It is a small property, 50 rooms, and it's operated like a bed and breakfast. It's a European-style hotel, and each of the rooms are decorated differently. We have large ocean pump balconies, and we're located directly on the beach.
You serve a continental breakfast buffet there in a lovely get-together room that it's just like going into somebody's kitchen.
It is, and that's the way we try to design it. We train our staff to operate it like, you know, people are coming into our home. The continental breakfast, we have fresh baked muffins each morning, breads. Just like eating at home. It's a very nice environment.
Well, better than eating at home, I can tell you that. But one of the fun things about your property as well are the parrots out there that say hi and bye as you walk by them.
We do. That's Tango and Tangy. They're both macaws, actually. And they love sitting out there and speaking to the guests as they go by. Sometimes they say other things than hi and bye, but mostly it's good, fresh conversation.
Oh, yes. As long as Wally Mott, our friend from Peterborough, has to be there and taught them some bad words.
No, not recently. We try to keep them away from that.
And the lobby is also very nice because it's like coming into a living room. You can sit there, talk to the front desk staff. You go into you have an honor bar behind there. You can also check your email at the computer terminal. Really nice and homey.
We do. We want you to be able to come in and just sit down and relax and not feel like you're in a corporate hotel or in a hotel at all, actually, like you're at your mother's house or your grandmother's house. And well, you feel free to just walk through and sit down where you would like and get a drink and just relax.
And the dogs welcome you as well.
We do. Murphy and Tucker are there all the time. They run up and lick you as you come in or just say hello. Sometimes they'll just lay on the couch and watch you, but they're definitely an attraction to most every guest that comes in.
And what kind of dog is your Murphy?
Murphy is a peek-a-poo, half a Pekingese and half a poodle. And Tucker is a Maltipoo, which is half Maltese and half poodle.
Okay. Barkley, the ant's dog, was a peek-a-poo. So there's a connection everywhere. We can always probably find a connection between everybody and everything, even amongst dogs and their families.
Right.
Now, also, it's a camaraderie, a family atmosphere amongst the guests as well, especially in the afternoon when they sit around your pool area, catch the rays of sun, talk about what they've done during the day, and also grab a glass of wine and cheese at your afternoon reception.
We do. We have a daily wine and cheese social every afternoon where all the guests will come down and have a nice glass of Chablis and sit around and talk about their day, sometimes discuss dinner plans, sometimes, you know, don't have any plans at all, but decide at that point that they're going to go to dinner together. We have a lot of guests that come, have been back year after year, and only see the people that they come to the Inn at Cocoa Beach with. So they've kind of created friends here on the Space Coast, which is good.
Well, I mean, it's that family atmosphere, again, as I get back to. Your front desk staff was very open and willing to pass along ideas what to see in the area, where to dine.
Sure, we have a dining guide that all of our desk clerks are very aware of all the restaurants in town. We've all been to them. We have relationships with the restaurants, so we were able to recommend some great dining in town. And if they're you know, people have special occasions, we can call ahead and you know, let the restaurant know. They work very closely with us, and there's some great food here.
Oh, I had some good meals down in the area. You're walking distance. You can just leave your car, and you're walking distance. I counted around 20, 25 restaurants that you could really walk to within around 10 minutes from the inn at Cocoa Beach.
That's very true. There's all selection, everything from Chinese, Italian, Mediterranean. There's a riverfront dining. There's oceanfront dining. Pretty much anything you could ask for would be right there.
You've got a lot of repeat guests, people who come back to the Inn at Cocoa Beach year after year. And I think your front desk people were telling me that they actually have one of the past guests of our show, Jim Lovell, is a regular at your hotel.
That's true. We have a lot of regular guests that come to the hotel all the time. A lot of them come to go to the Space Coast, to go to the to NASA. A lot of the astronauts' family stay here for the shuttle launches year after year, you know, every time that they come. And we just, people that get married in the area, and they stay at our hotel on their honeymoon, and they've come back every year after, you know, for the last 18 or 20 years. It's really a great environment. It's nice to see friendly faces all the time.
Well, there were certainly friendly people. The guests were certainly having a good time, and they were all ages. Really, you cater to an adult market. It's not a property for children. It's a quieter property with activities for the adult market.
That's correct. We do have a children on occasion, but we try to keep a very relaxed environment. We don't want a pool area that's, you know, with people jumping up and down in the pool and creating noise. We want some place for people to come and have a little tranquility. We call ourselves, you know, the Inn at Cocoa Beach, the quiet place. You know, we try to create a nice adult environment.
Now, a lot of adults come there for sort of a romantic getaway. They fly into either Melbourne. I want to sort of locate where the Inn at Cocoa Beach is, the Space Coast, because it's an hour's drive from Orlando Airport. There's also an airport in Melbourne, Florida, with service on Delta Airlines into Melbourne. And they come in there for like a long weekend getaway, a romantic getaway.
That's correct. They come in to unwind and just relax. A lot of people come in and don't have an agenda at all. They just want to lay out by the pool, the sun's shining, you know, have a nice cocktail, or just lay by the pool, read a book, and just have some downtime. And that's what we try to provide in the environment to do that.
Well, that's what people need more of these days, is that downtime, that time to relax, just catch the sun, take a long walk on the beach. You just walk out the door there, and you're on a beautiful, long, long sandy beach that you can go forever on.
You certainly are. We're 100 steps from the beach, and once you cross the dune, you get on the beach, and you can go all the way to the end of Florida if you'd like.
And never come back, maybe. You'd love it so much, you don't have to come back. But okay. you have chairs there that people can rent for the day and take them down to the beach.
We do. We have beach chairs and umbrellas that are moderately priced. I think they're $3 per day, and you can go out and just sit back and enjoy the waves crashing in on you.
Well, it's nice, especially like in the fall. It's early winter time. The water is quite warm there, and you know, I just liked going in there and sitting up to my waist. It's good surfing there. It's known for surfing off the Space Coast, but you go in there and just sit up to waist height in the ocean, and you really lose yourself. It's that washes away all of life's cares and worries.
You're sure right. That's the water right now is in the upper 70s. It's still very warm. Matter of fact, the beach right now is very crowded.
A lot of people going out there because people think this is the time of year, like fall, early winter, that it's low season in you know, the Space Coast or most of Florida. But it really isn't. You've developed it more into an all year round business now.
We certainly try to do that. This is a quieter time of the year, but right now, you know, with the weather we're having right now, people just, you can't keep them away.
No, you can't keep
them down here and enjoy it.
Oh, they have to come down and enjoy it. And of course, the off season, they've got some better pricing, and both on the airlines and at the hotel side of it. So by sort of being a bit more flexible on one's dates and times, you can get a better deal as well.
That's very true. And also traveling in midweek provides you with some better bargains on the airlines as well as on the hotel.
Oh, yeah, because people have to be flexible. I always wonder the people who aren't flexible. They all have to go down on a particular day, come back on a different day. Oh, Johnny will miss learning the letter F in grade 3 or something because, you know, he missed that class. Be flexible, and you can get those good deals and really enjoy yourself by going on those off-peak times. But also, a lot of people get stuck in the same rut, and I really have to get out the word that the Space Coast is an area really to discover. So close to Orlando, the great flights to go in there, an hour, very easy drive to get over, well marked, and it's something sort of more the Florida that is less touristy in nature. You're getting back to Florida the way it was in the 50s and 60s.
That's very true, and we're close enough to the Orlando area, places like that, that you can go if you want to do those type of things, but certainly we can relax in Cocoa Beach. There's a lot of wildlife around here, a lot of kayaking. The Kennedy Space Center, of course, is here, but most of the people that come here come in here to get away from the hubbub of the rest of the world.
And if people want more information, where can they check you out on the web, and what telephone number can they reach you at?
Our website is www.thenatcocoabeach.com, and there's all the information about the area, about the hotel, pricing, all that kind of stuff on there. And also our telephone number is 321-799-3460.
Okay, www.thenatcocoabeach.com. We're talking today with Larry York, the innkeeper at the Inn at Cocoa Beach, Cocoa Beach, Florida, Florida Space Coast. Thank you so much for joining us, Larry, and we'll be right back talking more about the Space Coast of Florida. And one of those areas that we went there back in 1997, that was our first live remote broadcast, was from Florida Space Coast, the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Center. And hey, it was a pleasure to be back this year and talking more about it when we return.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite.